going back a minute to these important lines of Baruchenu Avinu Kolanu Ke'echad Bo'or Panecha. Bless us, our Father, altogether with the light of your face, or your friendly face. So Shimon Schwab explains that we do find the pasuk of Ha'or Panecha V'Nivashea in Tehillim. Shine your face upon us and we'll be saved. On this, the Medrash Shaychatayv Chazal say, Ein ane ela ha'aras panim. All we need for our salvation is for Hashem to show us the light of his face. When does this happen? Hashem shows us a friendly face when we have peace amongst each other, peace amongst ourselves. But when there's discord amongst Klal Yisrael, Hashem doesn't show us a friendly face. What's it like? It's like a parent. A parent's greatest pleasure is when the children get along. It's so painful for a parent when children fight. Chacham say when Klal Yisrael stood at the bottom of Harsina to receive the Torah, Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, Ki Yish Echad B'Lev Echad, Rashi points out, one man, one heart, as opposed to all the other encampments where it says Vayachanu, here it's Vayichan. Vayichan means they're completely at peace with each other. This shalom, this peace amongst the Jewish people is really the precondition for receiving the Torah in the first place. And this is what it means when Pasuk says, Hashem Ayiz La'ama Yitin, Hashem Yavarach Asama Vashalom. Hashem will give strength to his nation. Hashem will bless his nation with peace. Eyes, his strength is his Torah. He only gives it to us if he's blessed us with Shalom. So the moment of Matan Torah, everyone who heard Hashem's voice became a student of Hashem. They spoke to Hashem panim el panim, face to face. They heard Hashem's words straight from him. And they're at peace with each other. So they were like Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. To be a true Talmid Chacham, you need to be at peace with others. This idea of being at peace with each other is really a precondition, the ability to have a big heart, a warm heart, to be big enough and broad enough to be accepting of others. Ki Bar Panecha Nasat Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Toras Chaim. Because through the light of your face, you gave us a living Torah. The idea of the Torah being something alive means it wasn't just that it's not just something which was accepted by individuals. It's for all of us. It was given to be taught by fathers and mothers to their children, Rebbeim to Talmidim, friends with each other. It's not stagnant. Torah pulsates with life. But it requires people to engage in it together, to enhance each other's understanding of it. The idea of Asnu Adadi, the Reb Chiya says, teach each other. Or a person with the Hazmo Talmid and Mechaddi Tvei, the Talmidei Yesu Mikulam, learning from one's students. There's a dynamic. Torah is alive. It's alive in the hearts and the minds of those who study it. Then it becomes Torah's Chaim. It's not stagnant. It's not just on the bookshelf. It's not in the Aron HaKodesh. It's not just in the corner. When we live through the Torah, when we share ideas, when it's vibrant, we're excited about it. Not only is it alive, but it also enhances peace. Yes, there's a Melchemta Shel Torah. We fight it out to the death, literally, because it's a war for the truth. But at the end of the study session, at the end of the Chavrusah, so we're at peace with each other. I have him there, sir. That's what Torah does, that's Avos Chesed.